Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Let me just read out this email to you, all right? And I'll deal with it after the break. Hi, Niall. I have a problem that I can't seem to sort out. I need urgent advice. My father died last year, and after he died, my 80-year-old mother was grieving and needed some company. My 57-year-old brother used this as an opportunity to move back into the family home. My mother is very independent, and she was fine after a few weeks. She drives, goes for walks, etc. Over the last few months, I've talked to her, and she suggested that he move out, but he's just not getting the hint. The problem is, she's treating him like a replacement for her husband. She dotes on him. She has his dinner ready for him every day when he comes in from work. He has never made the poor woman a dinner once in the last year or so. Expects his laundry, his meals, his bed to be made, etc. He doesn't pay a penny to live there, and now he's using her car and stopped paying for his own insurance, etc. I asked him to consider moving out, as she doesn't need him there. But he more or less told me to get lost. I live 2 hours away from my mother and get to see her once a week or so, but it's actually embarrassing at this stage. And I know what he's up to. He's been away for the last 20 or 30 years and just turned up when my father got sick 2 years ago. It's obvious that he's trying to get some inheritance. And I've been told if anything happens to my mother, that it would be difficult to get him out of the house. I've asked my mum to tell him to leave, but she said it's easier not to say anything, just to keep the peace. She has told me she doesn't want him there. And I told her, he has to go if she tells him to go, but she won't, as she's old and doesn't understand what he's up to. It's very clear to me and my other sister that he's plotting and planning for inheritance. We both have families and obviously can't move in to force him out. He's basically a freeloader, and I think my mother is afraid of him, as he's a bit of a loudmouth, to be honest. What should I do? Now, this is an extremely common story. Husband dies, wife dies, whichever, of a pensioner. And all of a sudden, one of the siblings, who hasn't been around in a while, takes a huge interest. Why? It's pretty obvious why, isn't it? But this guy has moved into the house now. So he's not paying any bills. She's now treating him like her husband and making his dinner every day. She's clearly living in fear of him. I get that impression anyway. Because she'll say he's a bit of a loudmouth. But he's taking advantage of a situation. Now, there's no suggestion, of course, that he's beating her up or anything like that. She seems happy with the situation to some degree because he's a replacement for the husband who's been lost. But she wants to keep the peace, so she doesn't tell him to get out. But there's you. You're the sister. And you see what this guy is doing to your mother. That he's taking advantage of a situation. And heaven forbid if anything happens to this woman. They're not going to get him out of the house. I don't know what the legalities around that are, but I don't think you can just boot him out because he's now living there. That's his home now. I'm sure there's legalities around how long he has to have been there to be classed as his home. But as far as I know, you can't get them out for about 2 or 3 years after the person dies. If you inherit the part of the house. So, you're in a bit of a quandary if you're thinking about inheritance. But how do you get him out? How do you get rid of a leech who's feeding off your mother? Or your father, as the case may be. Let me know what you think this person should do. The number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. What do you think she should do in this situation? Somebody takes it and says, Niall, is that not coercive control by the son? Is it illegal? And well, no, it's not. And here's the thing. The law about coercive control, which was brought in a couple of years ago, only refers to a husband and wife or a girlfriend and boyfriend or, you know, partners. It doesn't refer to a son, or it can't be used for a son and a mother or father. It's not the case. Let me go to Breda. Breda in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Breda?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good, Breda. Nice to talk to you.
And you too.
Okay, so Breda, what should this girl or this woman do in this situation whereby she believes her mother has been taken advantage of?
Yeah, well, first of all, shame on him. I mean,
57 years of age, grow up, like, yeah.
Grow up, look after your mother. You know, I mean, if you're after moving back in, you move back in, I would have thought, with the purpose of looking after the parent or parents. But what I would do is, when he presumably works, I change the locks when he's gone out, have all his stuff packed up in boxes and leave them on the door. Bye now, see ya, go where you like.
Yes, I get the impression that the daughter is saying to the mother, like, boot him out, and the mother's going, I want to, but... Ah, sure, he's no harm. Like, he's not, and I want to keep the peace, you know what I mean? I want him gone, but I want to keep the peace as well.
Yeah.
So it's hard when you're dealing with an elderly person. I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean
that. I know that because you do get to an age where the last thing you want in life is grief. You just want to be able to enjoy the last few days or years of your life. But then I would just take over. I would arrive up and say, once he's gone out the door, this is what's happening, Mum. Change all the locks, have a stuff up, get everybody into the house, get it all packed up. Put it outside and say, you're out, you're gone, end of.
Yeah, get your own place to live. Can you believe a 57-year-old man is getting his 80-year-old mother to make his dinner, make his bed, do his laundry, cook his meals? Now, I understand that maybe she was used to doing that for her husband and sees nothing in it. You know what I mean? And that was just what older women did, I suppose. But if you go back a generation, that's what they did for their husbands, et cetera, et cetera. But the fact that he's taking advantage of her like this, you know what I mean? And not paying a bean. No rent, no nothing.
Well, I mean, I'm just horrified. Beyond horrified. I mean, no wonder he doesn't have a woman because, like, no one has put up with him.
No.
You know, hello.
Now, there is no suggestion that he's abusing her. But I do believe this is abuse. It is abuse. Yes, of course it is.
Abuse because she obviously is, because she wants to keep the peace, she'd rather get up and do the things that she has to do. She should be able to go off and have coffee with her friends or potter off to the library or do whatever.
Yeah.
Not be worrying about having to have his dinner up on the table. I'd wrap the dinner around his neck. I had it.
Yeah.
I would, the daughters need to put him out. So the only other way to do that is to change the lock, pack up everything. And the other thing I would do is suggest to the daughters, sell the mother's house and build on a granny or do something that maybe to go get her nearer to them wherever they're living so they can, she can still have her independence but she'd be closer to her daughter.
Because we all know, I mean, I don't have to spell it out for people listening today, we all know what he's up to.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, hopefully the mother has a will made. Okay, maybe they can't get him out for a year or two, but I mean, I'm hoping she has the sense to have a will made that is divided.
If he hasn't coerced her into changing the will at this stage. Because this is what happens. When somebody is close to, you know, the end of their life, and 80, of course, you are getting closer to the end of your life. We all know that. That's a fact of life. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, daughters and sons start thinking, right, okay, I need to get closer to Mam now because she's going to pop her clog soon and I want to get a few quid. It always happens, and I remember talking to Malachy, our family law solicitor, who rings up on a regular basis. He told me this before. When it comes to, you know, the death in the family of a mother and father, that's when all the rows start happening.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's why you have to have a will that's made and airtight. And I mean, if the daughter has to go up or the two girls have to go up one of the days, bring her out for lunch and say, listen, Mam, you know, we know you don't want any aggravation. We know you don't want to upset him. But, like, he's taken advantage of you, number one. Number two, we hope that you haven't changed your will because, you know, if he was good to your mother, you'd be saying to let him have the house. He's nowhere else to live. Like, my sister is minding my dad. She minds Mammy as well when she was alive. She's getting the house, and that's the way it should be. You know, and we all have our own home. That's her home. But, like, if she wasn't minding dad and taking advantage of him, she'd be gone. She'd be out the door.
Here's a text given out to both me and you, I suppose. Sounds like the emailer has her eye on the inheritance. I think is her demonising this lad for no reason. I don't think we have to demonise him. He's 57, living with an 80-year-old woman, for God's sake.
A lazy, good-for-nothing yoke is what he is. I mean, I've no problem with him moving back in, but it's his turn now to mind his parents, not the other way.
Yeah, he should be coming home and making the dinner for her.
Absolutely, and doing the washing, the ironing, or get a cleaner in if he doesn't want to do it himself. I mean, he's not even paying towards the bills.
No.
Seriously. And that poor woman's probably living on a pension.
Okay, well, hang on, Marie. Just stay there a second, because let me go to Teresa as well. Teresa, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Teresa?
I'm Niall. How are you?
Teresa, I mean, this email about a 57-year-old man kind of taking advantage of his 80-year-old mother, where she's kind of doing everything for him, and he's not paying a bean to live in the house, because he knows she's close to the end of her life. I imagine that's what's going on here, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, because it seems according to the email, he's been missing, he was missing for 30 years and suddenly arrived back at the scene when the father was dying. So,
yeah,
I mean...
Very convenient.
So, Teresa, how does she get out of this mess? How does the sister help the mother out of this mess?
I'll tell you, Niall, just speaking from experience, going from a friend of mine who was in a similar situation.
Okay.
Really and truly, she needs to get him out now. Now, I would also, if I was her, I would speak to her mother in relation to the will. I know it's a hard thing to do, but just to find out where is the house going.
Yeah.
She needs to get that sorted, number one, first off.
It's a difficult conversation, you're right to have, because when you enter that conversation, you feel like you're the greedy one then, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But now, speaking from even my own experience, I'm also sorry I didn't have that conversation with my parents. But anyway,
yeah.
But the other thing is, like, she needs to get rid of him now. And it's not that he would have squashed his rights or anything. He's not paying any bills.
But does he have any rights? Did somebody tell me before that if somebody's living in the house and it's left to the siblings, that you can't just boot the person out? There's a time period of 2 years or something they're allowed to remain there or something like that?
No, I can honestly say, knowing this for a fact, if he's named in the will, then yes, they will have a problem. If he's not named in the will in relation to parts of the house, absolutely not. They can kick him out straight away. There is no time period.
If he is named in part of the will, it's going to be difficult to get him out to sell the house then, isn't it?
Well, the only thing is, if he is named in part of the will, then yes, it is. But I can just tell you from experience that the friend that had my, or a similar situation, she actually had to go, after many solicitors' letters back and over, she had to go to the RTB, which is the Regional Tenancy Board, and everything, all the solicitors' letters went to the RTB, and the RTB came back and ruled in favour of my friend, and they gave the lad in question a month to get out of the house. He had absolutely no rights whatsoever.
Right, okay. He's taken advantage of the mother. I mean, leaving aside her death and the inheritance and that kind of motive, which seems to be the motive, the idea that he's just there taking advantage of an 80-year-old woman, that in itself is quite abusive, isn't it?
Believe me, Niall, I've actually seen that from my own personal experience, 100%. I mean, you actually said it there, you laughed and you said how the 80-year-old woman was still cooking dinner for her 57-year-old son.
Yeah.
I can honestly say I've seen that firsthand in my own home house. Yes, 100%. And unfortunately, both my parents have actually passed away.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I actually saw it firsthand.
And you can imagine a 57-year-old grown-ass man now would be making the dinner for his mother or his father or whoever it happens to be if he was living with them and doing his own laundry.
You would imagine, Niall.
Who did it for him for the 30 years that he wasn't living there?
I have to do it for himself. Or maybe he had a wife at the time or something. I don't know. He must. It seems like he's fairly useless. Anyway, you know what I mean?
He sounds it, yeah.
I mean, and the other thing is, he's not paying anything to live there. He's now started to drive our car. And, you know, I mean, he's basically taken over our life. He's basically replaced her husband.
Put him out.
Either change the lock. Get a few big tugs to go over some nights and get in the wall and put it out.
I cannot condone violence on the show, by the way. I was going to point out.
I don't mean that, but I'm just saying, like, he needs to be put out. Like, there's just no way that he can stay in that house. As I said to you before, if you've been good to his mother, by all means, you stay there, pet, and you my mammy, and whatever happens, happens. But no, good for nothing, yoke.
But they do, Niall, they do need to go back and they do need to have that conversation with their mother while she's of sane mind and to find out what's in the will. And if he's not in the will, now is the time to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Even if he is in the will, get rid of him. You know, it doesn't matter, like, whether he's in it or not. I mean, a lot of parents will split the thing between the children because it's a fair thing to do. But regardless of whether he's in the will or not, out he goes.
Yeah, but you know, the sad part, again, I bring it back to what Malachy said to me a while ago, is when an elderly person dies, a mama or a dad dies, or you know, when parents die, and unfortunately, life, we all die at some point, you know, you just know there's going to be murder over the will. there's always a family feud.
Murder the will of the family, yes.
Yeah, there's always a family feud over who gets what, and why didn't I get as much as she got, and...
Yeah.
Why am I in the house? And
I think that's a sad way to be. I mean, I think whatever the parent decides to do, that's what they decide to do. I mean,
when my father died, I think he hid a few quid, right? I got a couple of quid off him. It wasn't a huge amount of money. I don't know what my sister got, but I don't care what she got. Do you know what I mean? He left the house to the two of us and we split the house and sold. But I don't care. I don't care what anybody else got. You know what I mean? It doesn't bother me. Yeah.
No, I'd be the same. Like, I mean, my dad helped every one of us set up our houses and get our houses and bought lovely bits for us and whatever. So we've all been, I'm delighted with what I've been given by my father. I don't want anything else. You know, I just want him to keep staying healthy and well. He'll be 95 in September, Niall, please.
Oh, God. Good luck to him. Yeah. Well done. What's the secret to long life? Smoking and drinking every day. No.
He was 74, Niall, before he retired.
Right, and okay.
He's a very strong, determined man. Like, you know, he's been sick.
And is he still in good health?
Well, his knees aren't great. But apart from that, yeah, no, he's in good form. And if you get him talking about the GAA, he can give you the history of anybody that played football around.
Oh, sure, I must get him on the radio someday, Breda.
Oh, I don't know if he's come on or not.
He might. Do you know what I love? I had a woman on last year. She was 105. She was the oldest Irish woman. Now, she was actually living in England, but she's the oldest Irish woman. And I think it was 105 or 106. I can't remember now. But do you know what she told me? I says, well, hopefully we'll get to talk to you next year on your birthday again. And she says, I hope not. And I said, what do you mean? And she says, I'm just bored living now at this stage. she was bored.
Not terrible. Yeah.
I'm bored. Yeah. I've been around too long. I mean, imagine being around like in World War II. She was around the end of World War I, World War II. Yeah. I mean, incredible, isn't it?
Well, one of the girls in work, her granny, I think, is now, she's 104 or 5.
Yeah.
She was on RTE last year for her birthday.
Right.
She's still coherent and everything else. Amazing woman as well.
Absolutely.
Know?
Well, once your mind is still there, you know you're still in good stead. Yeah. Well, stay there for a second, both of you. Let me just go to Michael. Michael, you're an Ireland's classic kids. Michael, you think we're demonising him?
I think he's been a bit too harsh.
Why?
Oh, please, you're
going off. You're going off the reservation there. Look, you need to calm down. Like.
Why? He's 57. He's not paying any bills. His poor old 80-year-old mother is cooking for him, cleaning for him, doing his laundry, making his bed. Oh, for God's sake, Michael.
Look, his mother didn't grow up in feminism days, right? She's happy enough to cook his bit of food. She probably enjoys it. Gives her something to do.
Well, how do you know
he probably gives
it?
Her a bit of company.
Michael, would you let your mother do all that for you?
Blah, 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 blah. It's between her and it's between him. All right? It's got nothing to do with his jealous sister. The sister sounds more cunning to me.
The sister sounds more cunning?
Yeah,
who wrote the email?
Only a man could say about another man.
It's a man-bashing session. It has been from the start.
It's not. Hang on a minute. Michael, can I ask you a question? Would you let your mother do that at 80 years of age?
I'm a very independent person. And
no,
I've
I didn't
always...
ask that. No, I didn't ask you whether you're independent.
If she wanted to.
You'd let her do it.
Yeah, I've no problem with it. Let me ask you a question. Individual, okay?
Yeah.
What's wrong with an 80-year-old woman cooking a bit of dinner if she wants to? Why are you being so ageist?
Because it's not just the cooking. She's doing the washing, the cleaning, the cooking, the ironing, paying the bills. She's now taking over a car. Not paying insurance. He's not even giving the woman a few bob every week.
The house is bought and paid for. She's a pensioner, so her bills are very, very low.
My father's heating bills in the winter time. His gas bill every 2 months is 600 plus euros because the heating has to be on all the time because he feels the cold. Now, that to me is a huge bill to have as a pensioner. Seriously.
Michael, do you not think it's suspicious that this guy is missing from the scene for years, from what she tells us in the email, and suddenly appears when the husband, the father, his own father, is dying, and then moves back into the family home? Do you not think that's suspicious?
I'll be honest with you. I'm at an age now where I've seen so many coincidences in life. That looks suspicious.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying that this guy is an angel or that.
I'm glad you're not saying he's an angel.
But what I'm saying is we're all mixed bags, and I think I have seen situations like this where people get demonized. And then later on, when after all the dust has settled and say a person passes away in the will, the probate, everything's been done, and then you find out things actually that person wasn't too bad, or you know. That person wasn't as bad as they made out to be, or there's been a lot of exaggeration here.
Michael, if the email said my 57-year-old brother is living with my mother, now I know he makes the dinner for her every day and he brings her for walks and he does this with her and that with her.
I'd say
fair play to him. But he's not doing that. He's replaced her husband, essentially.
It's like he's living in a hotel.
Hang on. If her husband was didn't do anything, would there be a problem? The husband sat around doing nothing, would there be a problem?
That's different. The husband's not looking for her inheritance out of her.
Hang on. Regardless of what you think, that son is entitled to the inheritance regardless of your opinions or your moral.
Only if the mother decides to give it to him. She can give the house.
Well, hang on. If
she
didn't, hang on. It sounds like he's going to be in the will, right? Because if she didn't want him around, he wouldn't be around. Right? So he's
no.
in there, whether you like it or not.
She did not listen to the start of it. She'd rather have him gone, but she doesn't want to say anything.
Because she wants to keep the peace.
That's wrong.
I've heard mothers say that to their daughters just to keep their daughters happy because the daughters are annoyed at something. And the mother will go along with it just to keep the daughter happy because she knows the daughter will keep coming back to have a bit of company from the daughter. I'm telling you, you don't understand the psychology of people. All right.
Yeah. Well, I understand the psychology of a lazy lump letting his mother do everything for him. I mean, he should be ashamed of himself. And you should be ashamed of yourself if you'd let your mother do all that at 80 plus years of age. Whatever about making a dinner, but doing everything else, absolutely not. And he should be giving the woman money every week to help towards the finances of
yeah, it costs money to feed him, I'm assuming,
yeah.
Michael.
And electricity and everything else. Like, I mean, seriously, he's taking in money every week and it's sitting in his bank account and he's not giving his mother anything. That's
how
mean.
Do you know he's not? How
because it says in the email.
Yeah, but I don't believe that.
Oh, I can only go by what's in the email.
What I'm saying is people exaggerate things to get you on their side.
No, not when they get to a certain age.
Honestly, Michael, go back to what you said at the very start. Are you saying you would be all right with an 80-year-old looking after a 57-year-old. Now, I'm talking about an able-bodied 57-year-old man who's obviously working. You know, basically feeding him, clothing him, laundry, making his bed for him, doing his dinner every day when he comes in from work. You think that's acceptable?
This is the problem.
No, I'm asking you a question. Answer the question. Do you think that's acceptable?
I'll answer me on fashion, thanks very much. Is a painting the picture here that she's a hotel worker, rushed off her feet from the minute she gets up in the morning to the moment she goes to bed at night. That's what you're saying. I doubt it very much. I think there's a lot of exaggeration here. I don't think she's slaving over this job 24/7. I don't believe it.
But at 80 years of age, she shouldn't be having to do all
80-year-old people are going on hikes. What are you talking about?
Yes, but she's stuck at home looking after the lazy lump.
She's stuck at home. She's not a 24-year-old feminist, though. Right? She's an 80-year-old woman who grew up in a different time.
Yes, and now your man is using her car and everything else. So she doesn't even have the transport under her to get into the car and drive off to her friends for a cup of tea.
How do we know that he hasn't borrowed the car or used the car? It's been painted here that he just took the car and stole it.
Well, it says that he's not paying his own tax insurance anymore and he's now using her mother's car.
He's probably a named driver. He's probably got a named driver.
Sounds like a freeloader, if you ask me.
If he needs a car to go to work, Michael.
Only one person pays the tax.
If he needs a car to go to work, then she has no use of her own car all day long.
Okay, well, you painted the picture. This is an invalid 80-year-old woman. What's she going to use the car for if she's so invalid? Tell me that.
Hang on a minute. She's perfectly fit and able. My father was driving a car up and he was 91 years of age.
She's not fit and able. You're making out that she's
an
80-year-old woman.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying
is... On a walking frame, being whipped.
What I'm saying is that he should be ashamed of himself expecting his 80-year-old mother to run around and clean up after him like he's living in a bloody hotel. Get up off
how
the
can
bath
she run,
and
how
start...
Okay, okay. But both of you, just for a second, because I have to take a break. Stay there for a second. Well, who do you agree with? Breeder or Michael? Is Michael right? You know, are we demonising this young waster? This freeloader? Let me know what you think. Or is Breeder right? Is he a freeloader and a waster taking advantage of a poor 80-year-old woman? The number is 087-188-0008.
She doesn't want him gone for the benefit of the mother. She wants him gone because she wants the inheritance. So by the sounds of it, you know, the mum's cooking him dinner and the whole lot. She's looking after him. It might be actually keeping her going. And she might enjoy the company, but doesn't want the daughter to feel bad. Saying that she's enjoying having the company because the daughter only comes once a week. No. She needs to just mind her own bloody business and leave the mother be.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Michael, you've got a fan there. Oh, let me go to Jonathan. Jonathan, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Jonathan?
Not too bad, Niall. How are you?
Good. You've been listening to Michael there before the break, basically saying, you know, we're all having a go with this fella. He might be a nice guy.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think so. You know, I think he's just a freeloader. Michael needs to go and have a look at himself as well. To be picking, like, taking his side on this. Like, you know, the mother is 80 years old, like, you know.
and she's going around cooking, cleaning after a 57-year-old man, you know?
Yeah, Michael needs to take a hard look at himself in the mirror, yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically.
You know? Michael, do you want to respond to your right to reply there, Michael?
Well, this is the conversation, isn't it? We all have our opinion.
We all do have our opinion, Michael. But a lot of people,
but
by the way, it takes...
Your opinion is just, like, off the wall, you know? To be honest, like, if that was my 8-year-old mother and one of my brothers was there, like, 57 years, he wouldn't be there much longer, I tell you.
Yeah, I'd be the same. Yeah. And the other side of all this,
Michael, is...
The issue,
right? You're just bringing... If we all go along with what you are saying, we could cause this elderly woman a lot of stress and drama.
We might cause her a lot of relief as well. Like, you're just assuming. You're on his side, so you're assuming.
No, I'm not the one making assumptions. You're the one making assumptions.
I'm going on what was said in the email. Like,
yeah,
Michael, you're
I mean, from the email, Breda rightly says, it's quite obvious what's going on, Michael. Unless, by the way, we're assuming the email is a lie. But for the purpose of the show, let's assume it's not a lie.
Yeah.
And you scratch beneath the surface.
Where has he been for the last number of years?
Yeah, where has he been for the last number of years, Michael?
You don't even know where he's been for the last number of years. He could have been looking after blind people in the mountains.
He could have been looking after unfortunates who just stopped.
Like, Michael, I don't care where he was. He's not been good to his mother. Like, I know.
He hasn't been there for
How do you know he's not going? Hang on. How do you know that he doesn't sit down and have the most enriching conversations with this woman in the evening?
And he gives her. No, hang on. Listen, Michael, can I tell you something? After my dad stopped at night driving at 91 and mum passed away last year, they went off every other day for little drives and they'd go out for this, a little cup of tea and they'd be potting around and you wouldn't have to come home with something for me one day and one of my sisters another day and whatever else. But they were out and about and meeting people and enjoying life. Like, she sounds to me like she's sitting indoors. Like, if you bring, like, she doesn't seem to be doing anything for her. Bring her out for a drive at the weekend. I mean, we still bring Dad out for drives and bring him for coffee and everything else because they don't want to be stuck indoors for the rest of their days.
Yeah, but looking after
this woman is like, hang on, with the greatest respect, Michael, this woman is like a housewife from the 1940s.
Yeah.
And that's not the way we live our lives anymore. That's not the way we should be living our lives because we believe that's unacceptable.
Well, hang on. Firstly, who's we?
We. See, society.
You're projecting your stories onto their story. I'm not projecting my life or my story. I'm just
Michael,
I'm looking at it from a different angle.
No, he's not.
Michael, are you married?
What do you mean, no, he's not?
Are you married, Michael?
What relevance has that got?
No, I just...
He's not married. He told me before he's not married.
Yeah, he's not married. Because he'd say yes if he was.
I'll answer that in a moment.
Yes,
I want to reverse back there just to a couple of things there that you were saying. Like,
yeah, you women are running away with yourselves.
Yeah,
sorry, go ahead.
That explains a lot too. Like,
Ye women, as soon as we gave you the vote, she is running away with yourselves. Listen, lads and ladies, I have to wrap it up. I've run out of time. Michael, if anything at all, you give us a good laugh apart from anything else. Right. Thanks very much. Thanks, Breda.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.